Our reading this morning comes from the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 5. It's entitled The Scroll and the Lamb. Then I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll with writing on both sides and sealed with seven seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming in a loud voice, "Who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll?" But no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth could open the scroll or even look inside it. I wept and wept because no one was found who was worthy to open the scroll or look inside. Then one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals." Then I saw a lamb, looking as if it had been slain, standing at the centre of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders. The lamb had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent out into all the earth. He went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of God's people. And they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain. And with your blood you purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nation. You've made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth." Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice they were saying, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honour and glory and praise." Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the earth and all that is in them saying, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honour and glory and power for ever and ever." The four living creatures said, "Amen," and the elders fell down and worshipped. Amen. God will bless this reading from his holy word. This morning we begin our Advent series, in which we'll be thinking about the question, "Why Jesus?" You see, Advent is all about preparation. Preparing our hearts for the coming of the King. Preparation for the coming of Jesus. And the number said in our video at the beginning of our service that it was all about a time of preparation, this time of Advent. Giving thanks for Jesus, all that he is, all that he means to us. But what I want to do over this period is to ask that really important question as to why Christmas exists at all. You see, if Jesus hadn't come, then there would be no such thing as Christmas. You see, Christmas is all about Jesus coming into the world, God becoming flesh and blood, the most amazing story of all. But why? Why would God do this? Why would Jesus leave his Father's side in the heavenly realms to come to earth? Why? Well, over the 4 weeks of Advent, I want us to explore why Jesus came and what he came to do. Now today I want to look at this passage from Revelation chapter 5. We looked at a passage from Revelation last week, and so we know that this is the Apostle John's vision on the island of Patmos of the end times. Now some of Revelation is difficult to understand because it's filled with symbolic language. Now the passage that we're looking at today concerns the scroll and the Lamb. The scroll contains God's plan of judgment and redemption. It's sealed with seven seals, the number seven indicating completeness or fullness. And as the scroll is presented, a mighty angel proclaims in a loud voice, "Who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll?" But verse 3 says that no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth could open the scroll or even look inside it. And because no one is able to do it, and because no one is worthy to do it, this has a profound effect upon John. Because it says here that John wept, and he wept, and he wept. Now what's going on here? Well, it points towards the first reason that Jesus came into the world, something that we celebrate at Christmas. You see, the fact is that none of us are worthy. No one is good enough to earn their way with God. No one is able to open the scroll. You see, the whole of the Bible is actually the story of salvation and redemption. We remember that at the beginning of the Bible that God created everything and he declared that it was good. But in the third chapter of the Bible, Genesis chapter 3, we see the fall of mankind. Adam and Eve who disobeyed God, and we see them expelled from the Garden of Eden. And the rest of the Bible is really about how God restores his people to himself. It's the story of redemption and salvation. Now throughout the Bible, there is this problem of sin. Indeed, in our own lives, there is this problem of sin. Sin being those times in our life when we don't put God first. Those times when we do think or say things we shouldn't. And those times when we should have done something or said something but haven't. Now there are some amazing people in the Bible. From Abraham to Moses to Elijah to David. Yet despite their godly example, none of them was perfect. And none of us are too. They were sinners, and we are sinners too. And so there remains this problem throughout the Bible that we are estranged from God because of sin. There remains that problem in our lives that we are estranged from God because of our sin. And it's a problem. Because God is a holy God. He's perfect. And sin cannot come into his sight. It must be dealt with. And why John is weeping and weeping is because no one is worthy enough to open the scroll. You see, Paul is right in Romans when he says, "There is no one righteous, not even one." And so John weeps, and he weeps. Because if no one can be found to open the scrolls, then we are lost. We're forever estranged from God. It's awful. That's why John weeps as he does. Because it's hopeless. And it seems all hope is gone. But then, we have verse 5, where one of the elders says to John, "Do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals." Who is this Lion of Judah? Who is the Root of David? It's Jesus. Jesus is worthy to open the scroll and its seven seals. He is able. No one else could, but Jesus can. And that's why Advent is so exciting. Because Advent is a time of preparation. Looking forward to receiving the King. It's a reminder of Jesus coming into the world as a fragile baby. And at Advent, we also look forward in anticipation to the second Advent, to that time when Jesus will come again in glory and make everything right. Why Jesus? Because no one else was able to come to pay the price for our sin. No one else was worthy. No one else could be the perfect sacrifice. But Jesus, the sinless Saviour, could. And that's what we see in the next picture in Revelation. Because in his vision, what does John see? He sees a lamb. He no longer sees a lion. He sees a lamb. A lamb looking as though it had been slain. Jesus is the Passover lamb. The lamb who takes away the sins of the world. He carries out the work of salvation. And so he is worthy. Worthy to open the seals. Worthy to open the scroll. And as the lamb takes the scroll, the living creatures and the elders fall down before the lamb and they sing a new song. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nation. And then there are the angels, numbering thousands and tens of thousands, and they proclaim in a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honour and glory and praise." And then there is every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea saying, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honour and glory and power for ever and ever." You see, Mark Shanks said in our wee bit about Advent earlier that he would love to have been with the shepherds and to hear the angels singing on Bethlehem's plains, and that would be wonderful. But I think being here with John and with the angels and every other creature and proclaiming praise to the Lamb would be something equally amazing. You see, in many ways, this passage parallels what happened on Bethlehem's plain, where the angels appear giving glory to God because they almost can't help themselves. And they give glory to God. Why? Because Jesus has been born in Bethlehem. And here, in Revelation, there is a sense of completion. Because as we know, what did Jesus say on the cross? He said, "It is finished. It is accomplished. It is completed." The very thing that Jesus had come to do, he did. You see, on this first Sunday of Advent, I want us to realize that we all have the problem of sin. But God has provided the solution and brought salvation to us in Jesus. Jesus, who is the sin bearer. Jesus, who is the perfect sacrifice. Jesus, who is the Passover lamb. Jesus, who brings us life and hope and light in the darkness. You see, as we come into Advent, there is a time for weeping. John wept when no one was worthy to open the scroll. And we have to realize that we are not worthy. Sometimes we act in our lives as though we are worthy before Almighty God, that we can just come into his presence with our own good works. But that's not the case. We're not worthy. We're all sinners who need grace. And there is a place for mourning over our sin. But it is also a time for rejoicing, this time of Advent. A time for hope and gladness and to marvel at the goodness of God. Because when we were lost in sin, God reached out his hand and gave us the greatest gift of all in Jesus. Through him we know forgiveness, that we might come into the very presence of God. Before, that was not possible. But God makes the impossible possible. And his arm is not too short to save. And so this time is a time for rejoicing. A time for gladness. For all that God has done in sending Jesus into the world. And at this time, in 2020, don't we need a bit of joy and a bit of gladness? I've been writing for the Largs and Millport newspaper for their thought of the week for the past month or so. In an article I wrote for this week, I was noting that many people seem to be putting up their Christmas tree earlier this year than ever. And I have to confess, for the first time ever, the Christmas tree is up in the mats before December is upon us. We made the excuse that we're making a video for Message Church, but really, I think we're quite enjoying having it up. Why have people put their Christmas trees up so early? Because after this past year, I guess everyone is looking for some hope, some light in the darkness. You see, the COVID-19 pandemic and the restrictions that have come with it are taking their toll. And we're happy to hear the news that a vaccine might be coming soon, but we need some hope now. And in Jesus, there is hope. Not just deliverance from a virus, but from sin, which is far worse. It's a hope that we need in our lives, and is what Christmas is truly about. And so I say to you today, don't remain in a place of mourning and weeping. Don't remain in a place without hope. You see, without Jesus, that is where we remain. Because we, in and of ourselves, are not worthy. But when we look to Jesus for our hope and our salvation, we find joy beyond measure and peace with God. Maybe today, if you don't know that hope, you need to look to Jesus, to trust in him. He is the Lamb who was slain to pay the price for your sin. But if you are a Christian here listening today, don't lose your hope. Don't lose your joy. Because a Saviour has been born to you. And he is Christ the Lord. And he is the one who is worthy. Let these great truths sink into your very soul. And during this Advent period, let us proclaim the good news about Jesus. Because in 2020, people need to hear that good news more than ever. Amen.